Live Updates: Trump Holds Nevada Rally. By Tony Lee on September 13, 2020. President Donald Trump will hold a Sunday evening rally in Henderson, Nevada. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 11:15 p.m., Trump, going over his standard closing lines, reminds the crowd that for years they had a president who apologized for America and now they have a president who puts America first. Another high-energy rally in the books. Trump has an ABC town hall event on Tuesday and will hit the road for more rallies on Friday. 11:07 p.m., Trump says Biden supported the Iraq war while opposing the killings of Osama bin Laden and Soleimani. Trump says he's bring peace and bringing home the troops. 11:01 p.m., Trump thanks the National Border Patrol Council for their support. He reminds the crowd that Hispanic American Border Patrol officers and Hispanic American law enforcement officers are often the ones protecting this country. He says his administration stopped catch and release, deported 20,000 plus criminal aliens, and stopped asylum/refugee fraud. 10:59 p.m., Trump praises Hispanic entrepreneurs and says he has been slashing regulations the last 4 years to make them more successful. Trump says Democrats and Biden will be a disaster for the Hispanic community because he would allow left-wing anarchists to burn down their businesses, hand over jobs to China, and hand the country over to socialists. 10:56 p.m., Trump talks about the stock market setting records during a pandemic. He says there is a headwind on the possibility Biden wins. Trump says if Biden wins, there will be a market crash the likes of which you've never seen before. 10:55 p.m., Biden campaign rips Trump super spreader rally. 10:53 p.m., Trump says he is going to California tomorrow because of the wildfires. Says he has meetings with FEMA. He says it's crazy what's going on, thousands and thousands and thousands of acres. It's crazy. Trump was Washington is also in big trouble and Oregon has never had anything like this. Trump says he'll also put out the fire in Portland. He says that's a much easier fire to put out. 10:47 p.m., Trump says Dana White's critics once said his sport was too violent. Trump says people don't know how violent Americans are. Trump says White is just an incredible guy before asking him to stand up. Trump says White brought along a few of his friends, UFC fighters. He not introduces UFC's Colby Covington, Justin Gaethje, and Ali Abdelaziz. 10:46 p.m., Trump now introduces Chicago Cubs co-owner Todd Ricketts. No mention of Alec Mills's no-hitter today or Vegas native Chris Bryant. 10:45 p.m., Trump says Republicans will take back the House because people don't like Nancy Pelosi. He mocks the House Speaker, saying even the owner of the salon she frequents turned her in, Trump. 10:42 p.m., Trump again says the next president will have up to 4 Supreme Court picks. He says if you want the Second Amendment in life then you've got to have the court. 10:41 p.m., Trump says a guy like Biden would eradicate Nevada's economy and make it impossible for the state to compete. He says the shutdowns are all political and everything will open up the day after the presidential election. 10:39 p.m., crowd chanting All Lives Matter in USA. To drown out protesters. 10:37 p.m., Trump says America is the most exceptional nation on earth and our destiny is blessed by God. Trump rips New York Governor Andrew Cuomo for saying America was never that great before mocking his brother Frito for his low ratings. 10:35 p.m., Trump says the great thing about the digital age is we have everything on tape. He says he has a Biden's best reel on Biden. Trump says past presidents didn't put America first and didn't take care of our country. Trump says Biden doesn't believe in the country before saying he doesn't think that's true because Biden doesn't have a clue. He says the left-wing radicals who control Biden don't believe this country because they said America, at the DNC convention, was wicked. He says the DNC was the most depressing convention. 10:32 p.m., Trump says he has put a lot of money in Nevada, and it's been a great investment. Trump says Nevada is a great place but has a governor right now who is a political hack. 10:31 p.m., Trump says he would love to see a law that sends flag burners to jail for a year. Trump says it's not freedom of speech. If you burn the flag, you should go to jail for 1 year. 10:30 p.m., Trump now thanks the Las Vegas Police Protection Association for their support. 10:28 p.m. Trump says Harris is considered far more liberal than Bernie Sanders and says, "I don't think your state is into that." 10:27 p.m. Trump says people may not like his personality before saying, "I'm what you need." Crowd chants, "We love you. We love you." 10:23 p.m. Trump says if you are an animal who murders a police officer, you should get the death penalty. He also says Biden wants people like the Boston bomber to vote after. He claims, Bernie started the movement to give prisoners the right to vote. Trump says Biden is too weak to be president and not smart enough as well. Trump says Biden wasn't smart 25 years ago. 10:21 p.m., Trump says Biden's anti-police crusade must stop. Trump now rips stupid corporations giving hundreds of millions of dollars to organizations that want to defund police. Trump says they should give money to the crime victims and the fallen officers. He says these stupid corporations have no idea what they are doing. 10:18 p.m., Trump says now the gloves are off in the presidential campaign. Like he first said last night, Trump says after Biden ran an ad claiming Trump called Americans who have served in the military losers, he cannot attack Biden viciously. Trump says we need very sharp people and Joe is not qualified for this position. He says, unlike China's Xi and North Korea's Kim Jong-un, Biden isn't sharp. 10:16 p.m., Trump says Sleepy Joe is changing his mind on cutting funding for police. He then says Biden has also changed his mind of fracking and then says Biden doesn't even know what fracking is. He says Biden's running mate is terrible and says we're going to have a woman president one day, but it's not going to be her. 10:13 p.m., Trump says Biden was silent the entire summer while his far-left supporters rioted and set fire to police departments and courthouses. Trump says Biden called them peaceful protests. Trump says Democrats control all of the cities that are having problems. Trump says these cities don't want his help. 10:12 p.m., Trump sends love and support to the families of the two Compton police officers who were ambushed this weekend. Trump says hundreds of officers have been injured because of left-wing riots. Trump says we have plenty of time tonight because football's boring as hell. Trump says people asked him to not do rallies during football games but now they ask him hold rallies during football games. He now goes back to saying Biden is waging a war on the police and rips him for not mentioning law and order at his convention. 10:10 p.m., Nevada Governor Sisolak not happy with the rally. 10:07 p.m., Trump getting ready to take the stage at Extreme Manufacturing in Henderson. 10 p.m., Biden campaign apparently worried about enthusiasm for Trump in Nevada. 9:55 p.m. 9:45 p.m., campaign changing things up a bit tonight. UFC's Dana White warms up the crowd.